Supercharging the Russells with Vortigaunt energy helped us achieve the goal of having an unarmed player overpower the last few Combine soldiers that were guarding the G-Man. Initially, grenades and a zero-gravity hallway was how we achieved this. Separately, we'd been experimenting with using the Russells to pull and throw energy bolts from Vortigaunt energy nodes. This was a natural fit for the Vault combat section since it evokes the concept of supercharging the gravity gun at the end of Half-Life 2 and works with the player's well-mastered Russell's throwing mechanic. This new mechanic was introduced at a point where pacing was critical, so it had to be intuitive to pick up and quick to master. Giving the player the Vortigaunt energy attack not only helped to tie together that this was Vortigaunt energy containing the G-Man, but helped to further solidify the deep Vortigaunt connection to Alex. It also gave the player a chance to briefly feel like they had superpowers and be able to use that ability in a visceral, deeply physical way that's impossible in real life.